This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're glad you've tuned us in, and we trust the program will be a blessing to you. For those of you who would like to contact me, once again, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can re-listen to this program on the website, and you can read my weekly meditation there, and you can contact me through the website or by regular mail. So if you would like to have those addresses, you'll need to get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write them down at the close of the program. Now today we're going to continue where we left off in Luke chapter 18. The last time we were dealing with a blind man who had received his sight. And the last verse that we read was in verse 43, Luke 18 and verse 43. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Now, I want to read the next section in Luke chapter 19 having to do with Zacchaeus. But before I do, I want to just mention how important that word immediately is in Luke 18 and 43. Immediately he received his sight. And the miracle was so convincing that the people glorified God and they gave praise unto God. They realized that this was not a normal occurrence, that it was a God-given miracle, and that the Lord had been able to open the eyes of a man that was blind. The healing was immediate. The healing was sudden. Sometimes some of the people who have a healing ministry tell us that their healing is going to be gradual, that it's going to be it's going to take place over time. And we know that the body has the ability to heal itself over time. But it seems as though the miracles that the Lord did were not of that nature. They were immediate miracles where people could see immediate results. And I noticed that when we come to the issue of salvation, because I likened the opening of the eyes of the blind man to what happens to a blind sinner when their eyes are opened spiritually and they can say, I see, I understand, I know now that Christ died for me. That is also a sudden experience in the Bible. Now, I talk to many people who say that they've gotten saved gradually. But to be biblical, the idea of salvation is the idea of a point-in-time experience. The examples of salvation in the Bible were point-in-time experiences. And I believe that our salvation is a crisis experience in our lives, because the Bible says we have to repent and believe. So it's that point in our lives when we realize that we are blind, that we are lost, that we are sinners, that we are headed to a lost eternity and we don't understand. And all of a sudden, through the conviction and of the Holy Spirit using the Word of God, we find out why Christ has already taken care of my sins. He has died for me, and we rest there. And we are saved. And I had a sudden conversion. And in the Bible, they had sudden conversions. And people tell me that their conversions were not sudden. But I have a little trouble with it, because conversions in the Bible are immediate, or they are sudden. Now, another thing that's sudden in the Bible is the Lord's return, particularly his return to the air. I realize that when we look at the Lord's return, we have the rapture, when he catches the Christians away, and we have his coming to reveal himself to the world and to set up his kingdom. We have both aspects of it. But in Revelation it says, behold, I come quickly. And many people have questioned the veracity, the truthfulness of the word of God, because it's been 2,000 years and he hasn't come yet. So how could he say, behold, I come quickly? And the reason he says, behold, I come quickly, is because what he's saying is, when I come, it will be sudden. And that's why we tell people that they need to be ready for the Lord's return. Now, it is true that the rapture will be sudden. And it is true that when he comes to set up his kingdom, and he comes in Revelation chapter 19 on the white horse, that will be sudden. But even the events between those two points, which include at least 7 years, those events are going to occur suddenly when people are least expecting them to occur. And To me, it will be just like when the Berlin Wall fell and when communism opened its doors to religion, even though they opened their doors originally to true evangelical Christianity, and then began to close those doors and just allow some of the religious orthodoxy they had known for years to be preached in their area. But when that happened, we thought it would take years maybe for changes like that to occur. But I remember how it almost occurred overnight. And there are things in the Bible that people say, they're going to take years for those things to happen. But they can occur overnight. So as we look at this, we see that things that happen often happen suddenly. This man was healed suddenly. When we're saved suddenly. When the Lord comes, the events happen suddenly. And when we die, for many people, we die suddenly. It's interesting that some people have a long lingering death. But particularly for young people, accidents and other problems often take them. And it's not true that we can be sure that our death will not be sudden. And because our death could be sudden, we need to be sure that we are prepared to meet the Lord. Because this life is just a dress rehearsal for eternity. And so as we look at Luke 19, we're going to look at a man now, a man by the name of Zacchaeus, who had one of these sudden conversions. Luke 19 and verse 1 says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature, he was small. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.' And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be guest with a man who is a sinner.' And then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Lord, Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham.'" In other words, Zacchaeus was a Jew. "Now this, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now, because of that last statement, I am convinced that this was a sudden conversion, a sudden salvation on the part of Zacchaeus. This day is salvation come to this house. When the Lord came to his house, this man was saved. He had wanted to see Jesus. He must have had a conscience about his own life and the sin in it. He wanted to see Jesus, and the Lord wanted to see him. I have no doubt that the Lord passed that way. One of the reasons the Lord passed that way was because there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus who he knew wanted to know him, wanted to know the truth. And we often say that a seeking Savior and a seeking sinner will soon meet. We need to be seeking after God. And of course, the only way we'll seek after God is if the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to convince us that we need to seek after Him. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. Left to ourselves, we would never seek after God. But many people have the Holy Spirit convince them they need to seek after God, and they refuse to do so, but not Zacchaeus. He was hungering after the truth, and he came to the right place. And the Bible says, strive to enter in. Zacchaeus made an effort to see the Lord. He got up into a tree so he could see him. When that parade passed by, he wanted to make sure he saw this one who people had told him was Jesus of Nazareth. And so he beheld him, and the Lord beheld a man who was ready to receive him. And he said, "This day is salvation come to this house." Where did Zacchaeus find salvation? In his works? No. He found salvation in Christ. And Zacchaeus was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And it was the lost person that was found that day. Now, when Zacchaeus, when the Lord said he was going to come and dwell in his house, Zacchaeus said, "Lord, if I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And when the way that reads in our King James and New King James Version, one would almost think that this man had been doing that all along, but I don't think that's the case. We're not saved by our works. We're saved to do good works. And it's the odd thing when a person comes to Christ and gets their sins forgiven, that it doesn't make a difference in the way they act. And I think that he's saying that this is what he is now doing and what he intends to do. Lord, I am now giving half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, he's not saying that he has, but if he has, I'm going to restore him fourfold. That's going to be the manner of his life. I restore him fourfold. This is what he is like now. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When you read it in the tenses in our Bible, it doesn't read exactly that way. But in the context of Scripture, I'm convinced he's saying, this is what I'm going to do as a result of you coming to stay in my house. And he uses the present tense because he's not going to make a promise and keep it in the future. This starts right now. And so we know that when we're saved, there's a desire to do right. There's a conscience about sin. One of the first things we see is people trying to make things right where they have sinned against others. And that was the case with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had a sudden conversion. It was a conversion where he trusted in the person he had met. And it was a conversion that left him a different man. And he was saved because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And friend, that's what the Lord is trying to do today. He doesn't come to seek and to save the saved. There's many people who say, oh, I've always been saved, but I'm sure that I got saved at some point. No, no, he doesn't come to seek and to save the saved. He comes to seek and to save the lost. And thank God for everyone who knows what it was like to be lost and now understands that Christ died for them, and they are sure and they understand that they are on their way to heaven because of the work of Christ. Now, our Heavenly Father, we do pray for thy blessing upon this program and upon those who have listened. We thank thee for Zacchaeus and for his striving for the truth and for the fact that he received the Lord who saved him, because he was lost. And may there be some in our audience today that are saved like Zacchaeus, even today, as we commit ourselves to you in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.